What makes this eclipse special?
Well, it's close to us. It's in North America, okay? And that doesn't happen all that often. There was one about 7 years ago, right? Which is not common that we have such a small time from one to the other. But it's very close to us. There's totality close to us, and the totality has lasted a nice long time. So,
can you kind of explain what totality is?
That's when the moon completely covers the sun's photosphere.
Have you ever been in the path of totality?
I haven't. I am going to beg my students to go out to find totality, because the last eclipse, I agreed to do a presentation here in Granville, and after which was around 92%, right? Then after that, after I was committed, I learned how different totality is from even 95%. It is absolutely worth going to, from all of the people that I talk to about this, because whenever it goes into totality, you can take your glasses off, your solar eclipse glasses, and then you just see this beautiful coloration around the masking of the moon, that are all the solar flares and so forth. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is it's really a moving physical experience.
Should you wear the eclipse glasses?
During the eclipse, 100% yes. You don't go out and look at the sun right now, right? You don't go and stick your tongue on a hot stove, right? Because the hot stove is going to damage your skin. Yes. If you go out and look at the sun right now, it's going to damage your eye. Okay. Think of it as taking a magnifying lens and burning a piece of paper. Right. So if you put a magnifying lens on your hand, you can burn your hand. Well, there's a lens in your eyeball that focuses light down to your focal point on your retina, and it'll just totally burn up those cells in there. So you don't want to look at the sun ever, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason to go out and look at the sun right now. So that's why it's like, well, why don't we worry about it now?
Yeah.
No one has a desire to go out and look at the sun.
Yeah.
And when you do look at the sun, it's kind of like you flinch. Whenever you touch something hot, that's an involuntary thing.
Yeah.
When you look at the sun, you involuntarily look away from it. But during the eclipse, you kind of force yourself. You want to keep looking, but you shouldn't. You need those glasses to protect you.
Where do you plan on watching the eclipse?
I'm going to watch the weather. Okay, and then my wife and I, we're going to throw a mattress in the back of the SUV, and because I'm sure hotels are going to be booked in this location, that location.
Yeah.
And we're just driving to where we can see the sky, and if we're on the side of the road, then we're on the side of the road.
Would GIS be a good location to watch the eclipse from?
I don't think we have totality here. I think maybe, totality's within a couple hour drive of here.
Yeah. Towards Cleveland?
I know. I'm almost sure Cleveland does. I have a thing in there. I'm going to look more carefully at it as it gets close over spring break. But there's a big swath right through, the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yes, we're considered the Midwest. So there's a big swath right through there where totality exists, and I go to totality.
Yeah.